Come on in. Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministries. This is a weekly podcast that is available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I'm your host, Minister Arturo Rodriguez, and I truly hope that everything in your life has been surrounded by God, that you're moving differently for God, that everything that you may be going through right now, even though it may not look the way you want it to look, God's in complete control of it. Today we're going to be talking about burdens. We're going to be talking about how to just give it to Him and how to let just things go. This week's title is Heavyweights. I need you to really understand what I'm saying when I say those two words, heavy weights. We're going to be in the book of Matthew today. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. But I want to understand a couple of things before we jump into the scripture and we jump into the word of God, that you got to understand that we are some heavyweights. That means we're able to move up into a weight class they never thought we're going to be able to move up into. We're going to take on some challenges that we never thought we were going to take on. We never thought we were going to be able to fight these fights, but no, God says you a heavyweight. I always said this, and I said as a joke, but you got to be too something to do something. You got to be too something to do something. But you got to be willing to stand there and fight the fight and humble ourselves and say, God, I need you right now in this because I can't handle it. I'm making it more of a mess than I am. So this is where I need you to step in, God, and I need you to come in and let me move this weight in this way. I can't move this weight without you. I can't move these burdens without you. I can't move forward. I can't be a better father and a better mother without you. I need to set a good example for my kids. But I need to be able to move this weight, this heavy weight. Go, come on. Y'all, I'm excited. I've told you my shirt is really, really tight today. Because I'm willing to humble myself and give it to God. But I'm also willing to sit here and fight. I'm willing to give it to Him and say, God, make me better right now. Because this is where I need you at. You've been so good to me so far. And I need to continue to keep on going. I don't look at my past to see, I went through all these things. That's a remembrance of where I was at and what I've been through. Before we get any further, I like to go to God in prayer. God, we come to you right now. God, we need you in our life. God, we ask that you just let us move in a direction that is closer to you. God, that you remove everything out of us that's not pure. God, be with us in every thought and every action that we have. That your name is above all names. That we don't do the things of the world, God, that we want to be more like our Father. God, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for coming into my life when you did, God. When I was at rock bottom, I thank you. God, I lay everything at your feet today. God, I ask you ones that be with the ones that are dealing with bereavement. I ask that you just lift up the Olivera family right now, God, for the loss of their mother. God, I ask that you just be with them right now, that you comfort them, God. We ask you to be with the ones that are dealing with pain and dealing with hurt. The ones that are lost. They don't know how to go or turn or which way, God, that you just guide them. And every child, just touch your garment. Never know they can rely on you, that you're never going to leave them or forsake them. God, we rely on everything. God, we thank you for waking us up today. We thank you for letting us see this day. And without you, God, we are nothing. And God, we thank you for everything. And in your holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen, y'all. I am so excited. This week, again, I talked about it just a second ago. I want to bring it back up. We some heavyweights. We're going to be pushing some heavyweight. But let's get into the scripture, because I really want to, I want to teach this thing before I preach this thing. Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. If you have God's word and would like God's word, give me an amen. And I really mean it when I say give me an amen, because God, has he not been good to you today already? Oh, come on. Matthew 11, verse 28 reads as this. Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. Verse 30. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burdens I give you is light. This is the word of God. Oh, I'm just so excited. I have to just sit there in this word for a minute. I'll just let it. I really got to go back and I think about this. It's come to me all who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. And before I read the rest of that, I just want to stop right there and understand what God is talking about here. I want you to understand what we're trying to accomplish when I say that we're building up our faith muscle, that we're pushing heavy weights. See, we seem to think about everything that we went through, and now we're letting us hold us down. We go through life and we say that, oh, woe is me, and I came from this, and I can never be better than this because this is all I ever was. See, my daddy was an alcoholic. My mama was an addict. Maybe you didn't come for money. Maybe you didn't, and this is where they always thought we was going to be. But like, no, I'm not going to be like that. I want you to be able to look back and say, yeah, I came from that. But now that I'm grown, now I'm able to do something better. I'm able to do something different. I wasn't like that. See, when God says, I'm going to break the generational curse with you, God says, I'm breaking it with you. There's a reason why you're able to push the heavy weight. There's a reason why you're able to go through things and deal with things better than anybody else in your family ever did. So you don't have to rely on that bottle. You don't have to rely on the pills. You don't have to rely on social media to get through it. You've learned not to put your business out there for everybody to see. But you dive into the book and you let the book guide you. And this is why your marriage is where it's at right now. But see, you got to go through that work. And you got to put in the work to get there. To push the heavy weight. What you're trying to talk about, preacher, what you're trying to say today. What I'm trying to tell you is that you have to go through the work to get there. You know, everybody starts out on these journeys, and everybody knows I started out on this fitness journey, and I've been doing it for a long time. But they go, well, how are you able to get to that? How are you able to do all the reps that you do? How are you able to sustain what you have? Because I got to put in the work. Let me dive deep into that for a second here. And I'm gonna come back to this word. Oh, we're talking about the heavy burdens that we carry. So when you get into the weights, and when you start pushing the weights, and you start doing the cardio part, you start walking, or when you start doing schooling, or you're starting that new path of life. That's where it all comes to. So you got to get in there and you got to go deep in it. But see, we can't pick and choose what we do. We have to have a structured plan. You have to have a workout program. You have to have a worship program. You got to have your devotion program. See, so when you step into it, you got to understand that you can't just do it half-heartedly. You got to jump all in on this thing. See, we tend to pick and choose what we want to do with God's word. We want to use it when it's favorable for us. But then we really don't want to understand it. We like to use it as a weapon instead of a healing. Come on, don't get quiet on me now. I want you to understand what I just said. I said we use it sometimes as a weapon and not as a healing. Well, what you're talking about, preacher, what I'm trying to tell you is that we only use it when it benefits us. But we got to understand that God says, no, I'm the one that's going to judge everybody, not you. So I need you to just continue to give it to me and let me handle this. But we got to jump wholehearted. We can't be in the weight rack and at the buffet. Come on. You can't be hitting it hard in the gym. You can't be hitting hard in the classroom. And they're not studying when you're not out. When you're not in the classroom anymore. So you can't be stuck in Little Debbie aisle at Walmart. You can't even be in the Dunkin' Donuts. And you can't be eating all the Twinkies. Oh, I'm telling you, I like some good old Twinkies. Come on, y'all know me now. Come on. Y'all know I like a good old cookout tray every now and again. But see, then you pay for it later on. See, when you stray away from God's word, you create a mess. But see, in that mess comes a message of saying that I got to be disciplined to what I'm doing. I got to be strict to what I'm doing. I got to stick to the game plan. So I had a conversation with a gentleman at work the other day, and he was like, you seem to just be getting stronger every single time. How are you able to do these reps? How are you able to do all these push-ups? How are you able to do everything? I say I stay consistently with it. I got a discipline when it comes to it. That's where I go to have peace with God is right there in the silence of it. In between the sets is where I'm like, thank you, God. In between the fights, you have a conversation with God and he's telling you you're doing good. You may not like how the fight's going. You may not look exactly the way it likes to look. That's when you're feeling sore and you're feeling tight. But God says, I'm bringing you out of this. Come on. This is what we trained for. This is what we've been doing for this entire time. They were moving in this direction. And let me be hot right now, humble, open, and transparent as I can be. Yeah, I deal with the depression. I deal with the anxiety. I deal with my insecurities. But see, I've learned to lay my insecurities at his feet. I leave my insecurities with him. Yes, I have insecurities. Yes, I have things that I don't like about myself. But I got to leave them there. Yes, I had some trouble in the past. Yeah, I got some hurt in my past. But this is where he said, I need you to leave the burden. I need you to leave it right there at my feet. He went to the cross for you to leave it at right there. He doesn't want you to carry this anymore. You got to let that go. And I know that weight may be heavy on you right now. I know it may be dragging you down for so long now. But God says, I need you to bring that to me and let me have it. Because what I give you is going to be lighter than that. What used to be heavy to you is not heavy anymore. That's where he says, I'm breaking that curse right now with you. Because you're able to handle that. There's a reason why God gives you all this. There's a reason why God puts these on you right now. Here's the reason why. Because you are stronger than what you think you are. And whenever you feel like you're overwhelmed, remember who child you are. Straighten up your crown. I'm going to say that with you one more time. I want you to understand what I'm talking about when I say this. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, remember whose child you are. Remember that you are a true heavyweight. That you're able to push this heavyweight. Grab your crown and straighten that thing up. Because you are a king. You are a queen. And you are able to come out better than what the situation calls. See, I told you, we keep receipts. Because we're braver and stronger and smarter than what people think we are. You are stronger and braver and smarter than what you think you are. That doubt that's in your mind, get rid of the doubt that's in your mind, because you are better than what everybody said you were. You are better than what that little voice in your head says, nah, you can't do that, they're going to make fun of you. Well, you can make fun of me all you want to, because I'm going to give the praise to the one that brought me out of it. Straighten up your crown that's on your head. Because you are that. He brought you out of that. He called you that. You are a child of God. And that no matter what you go through, He's still your Father. He's still going to hold you close. And I know it hurts. And I know that it's sore. I know that you don't understand everything that's going on. But God says, I need you to continue to rely on me. I need you to come give it to me. See, we're going to keep some receipts on some things. And let me understand, when we keep some receipts on some things, well, that means we went through some things. So let me tell you about the receipts that we're going to keep, okay? He's going to tell you exactly what you need to fight this fight that you're going through. See, He told David, I need you to take a rock to a sword fight. I need you to take a rock to a sword fight. That's my receipt. That jail cell should have kept you. That car wreck that you were in, that accident that you were in, should have taken your life. And you just came out with a bump and a scrape. Yeah, you may have to walk with a limp for a little bit, but guess what? Here you are right now. You're still praising. It could have been a whole lot worse, but God says, no, I'm going to cover it. Keeping receipts. When they threw Peter in jail, I'm keeping receipts for it. Not only did they put him in jail, but they surrounded him with soldiers. And that wasn't good enough. He had to surround him with some more soldiers. And that wasn't good if he had to go around another set of soldiers. And not only that, he was tied into some chains. I'm keeping receipts of the things that I went through. I'm keeping the receipts of the fights that I went through and the arguments that I had. And people say that you ain't never going to be better than anything else. Yes, I do feel overwhelmed at times. But I remember that He is my Father and I rely on Him. I want to be like Him. I want to talk like Him. I want to walk like Him. I want my shirt to stay tight. That means I got to continue to put in the work for it. I'm keeping receipts on the fights that I went through. I'm keeping the receipts on the path. But I'm not going to continue to keep trying to go back to that. I don't want to backslide anymore. I want to keep on moving forward. That's why you got to step into that weight rack. That's why you got to step underneath that bar. That's why you got to come out on with this thing. I mean, you got to be able to put that heavy weight on your back and on your shoulder. You have to be able to squat down with it and get down deep. And I know that's when at the hardest part, at the lowest part of it, when it hurts the most, you can say, yes, I'm going to step right up into this thing and I'm going to move in a different way with this. See, when God says, I'm going to spot you with this. When you go down with this weight, God, come on with you. I'm trying to tell you something right here. When you go down with this weight, you're going to come back up with it. We ain't going to get stuck at the bottom. We're going to remove the safety bars out this thing. We're going to move out the way because we're not going to get pinned at the bottom. And if you've never been in that position where you've been pinned at the bottom, maybe this ain't for you. But if you've been down at the very lowest point, you're like, I can't go no more, God. It's so dark, God. It hurts so bad, God. God says, no, I need you to put that fountain. You've been building a foundation. Your muscle has been getting stronger with it. You're going to continue to drive your feet right on up. You're going to let them thighs work. You're going to let them quads do their job. You're going to let me stand right here. We get a strong foundation with it. He didn't go to Calvary. He didn't go to Calvary for you to stop right here. He said, I went to Calvary so you can break this curse right now. Get up with this weight. And as that weight starts to move up, and do you feel like it's getting lighter? You know, God, yes, I know that you're with me. Yes, God, I was at my lowest point, but you brought me out of it, God. I know it was heavy on my back, God, but here I am. I'm giving it to you, God. I want you to do with it, God. I want you to make this burden light on me. Give me your yoke, God, and let me be this way. God, I need it to be lighter, God. And I know people come at you in a different way. I know people can get smart at you. Whether you got that one coworker that just likes to come at you. You got that one boss that likes to come at you. You got some surroundings around you right now that you may not like the way it looks, but there's a reason why you're winning. When we say, I want to speak like you, I want to walk like you, I want to talk like you, God, I want everything. When people see and hear me, God, I want them to see and hear you. This is why you're in that position that you're in right now. You a heavyweight. That means we walk different. We talk different. We're able to handle some things. We've been through some fights. We've been into a mess. I'm going to tell you about another receipt that we have. You got Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach that went through the fire. Not only did they go through the fire, it got turned up even higher. He really wanted to burn up. That's maybe someone in your life right now that really wants to burn you up. So they're going to turn the fire up on you a little bit more. And say, now I'm going to come out better on the other side of this thing. So when I walk him through this thing, so how he's not burning up with that? We put so much on that he can't do it now. And you're just going to walk and stroll on through this thing. Now, I'm not saying it's not going to get hot. You're not going to sweat a little bit. But we're going to come out better on the other side of it. Because when you come out on the other side of this thing, you say, you're not even going to smell like you were in a fire. That's a receipt. Come on. I need you to give him at least a little bit of praise right now. Say, yes, God, I went through a fire. But here I am. I don't even smell like I went through. I didn't get burned up in it, God. I'm just going to be just like Meshach and Abednego. Well, we came on through with it. This is what we understand that we keep the receipts for. This is why we heavy. This is why he set you on that place to go through that fire, to not get burned up. This is when we continue to give it to God and continue to let him guide you through everything that you go through. So then when you sit back and people are like, how'd you get through? He said, God brought me through it. But it's not easy to walk this walk. It's easy to conform to the words and the ways of this world. But when we stay strict to our diet, when we stay on the path, our stress is less. Our waistline is less. Come on. Our pants fit different. Our shirts fit different. And I know that you're sore right now, but we're going to get through this soreness to get to our swollenness. We're going to look so much different. I know that what you're going through at school right now, I know it's hard. I know what you're going through at work right now is hard. But continue to trust and rely on him. Be different than everybody else. You don't have to speak negative. You can speak life. Be different than everybody else. And understand that you are a heavyweight. And that we push in a different way than everybody else pushes. Because we are different. Because we are too something to do something. I give my burdens to him and I let him guide me in it. We've came out of some message and here's our some message that we have. We're setting an example for our kids. We're leaving everything there. All of our depression, all of our anxiety, all of our worry, all of our stress. We give it to him. See, we say that the battle is the Lord's, but we stress like it's ours. We say that the battle is the Lord's, but we worry like it's ours. We spend our time stressing and worrying when we could be worshiping. Come on. Let me say that with me one more time. If we say the battle is God, then give it to God. Quit stressing about it. Quit worrying about it. Let's praise through this thing. Let's worship through these things. Give it to God and let God fight this fight because it's his fight to fight. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's going to be with you in this. Give it to him. Quit stressing and worrying about the battle and give it to God because it's his to fight. Let that just sink in for just 1 second. Give that fight to him because it's his battle to fight, not yours. I know you were hurt when you were younger. I know you've been through some things in life that you're not exactly proud of. but God brought you out of it. Keep that receipt. We're not going to carry that burden anymore because you're a heavyweight and you move differently and you're able to do things that you never thought you were going to be able to do. Stop stressing and worrying about the fight and give it to Him and let Him do it. Don't carry your burdens anymore and give it to Him and lay Him at His feet right now. I thank you, God. You a heavyweight. You're pushing different things than anybody ever thought you could be able to push. You're able to touch people you never thought you would be able to touch. Continue to show love and mercy and grace, just like He showed with you. He went to Calvary for us. He died for our sins and our failures. Lay it at His feet right now. He can take everything. Dear God, we come to You right now. I thank You for the day. I thank You for the time that we've had together today, God. And we ask that You just lift us up right now. God, we lay all of our burdens at Your feet. That we take Your yoke, God, which is lighter. And we're able to do it, God, because of what You've told us that You could. That You came and You saved us and You brought us up out of our dark place. God, we ask that You just lift us up right now. That we lay it right there, God. All the stress and all the worry is gone. And in Your name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. I thank y'all for another week. I thank y'all for joining. You're a heavyweight. And you're able to do things that you never thought you were able going to be able to do. For praise and prayer reports, please text 208-906-9742. For praise and prayer requests, please text 208-906-9742. And until next week, Lord willing, be blessed, stay blessed, and remember, you are a heavyweight. Means we're able to push more weight than we ever thought we were going to be able to push. And we're able to handle things more than anybody ever thought we were going to be able to handle. You're going to come out better on the other side of this fire that you're in right now. We keeping receipts. We're coming to get what we're going to get. And until next week, stay blessed and be blessed.